What do you enjoy most about being a director?
I love working with the families that come in. I love sitting down and having coffee with people I'm talking about. Many of them are exploring what's going on. This is their first connection with an eating disorder treatment place, and so they're just trying to talk through, figure out what is going on for them. And I love having those conversations and just helping them find resources and make connections.
What gender do you see most come through?
Unfortunately, mostly women, but that's not... men suffer as well, but I think it's still very difficult for them to come forward. The stigma is so high around this disease, and it's still seen as a women's disease. And I think men look at their eating disorder differently than women do, so they may not recognize that that's what they're struggling with. So we do have a few men that come in for treatment, but not as many as I believe who struggle.
How have you seen men perceive their own eating disorders?
I think for men it's more around physique. It's more around bodybuilding. So it tends to be connected to those things. It's connected to sports such as wrestling, having to make weight. And so that really, it's not seen necessarily in the same way that they look at a woman with an eating disorder, but it truly is an eating disorder. The behaviors and thoughts are the same.
Why do you think it's great to have Jenny here today?
Jenny has a great story. She believes fully that recovery is possible. That's her story, and research actually supports that. So she tells that story. She also is one, because she knows the struggle, she can connect with people, and she recognizes the battle that really still exists for recovery, but she also has recovery, so she gives that message that there is hope.
30 years ago, Karen Carpenter died, and what do you think, as sad as her death was, do you think that she has shed light on eating disorders?
Well, I can tell you that that was the eye-opener for me personally. I struggled as a teen with anorexia and didn't know that I had a struggle because I had normalized my behaviors to the point where it was just what I did, and I thought everybody was like that as well. And when Karen Carpenter died, that was a shock to me. And I realized at that point that I had an illness I needed help for. So I think that opened a lot of eyes at that point.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about what today's walk is really about?
This really is about the community coming together and just... sharing their hope, sharing their recovery, sharing their strength and support of each other. And again, trying to break that stigma that it's an illness that can be treated and you don't have to be ashamed of it. So just great to have people gather.